Sunday morning, 2:21:21. Change Your Identity is the name of this. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. Change Your Identity. What you identify with is what you are. Do you identify with sickness? Then you are sick. If you identify with poverty, then you are poor. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Right there, heart and the Strong's means feelings and the intellect. Satan is on a mission to commit identity fraud. He plays identity politics. My word says that you are well. When false evidence appears real, in no way identify with it. The Spirit began to speak to me a few days ago. When something comes your way, just say, "That isn't me. That isn't me. That isn't me." So many people are, I better take this, better do this. No, that's not me. Get out of here. That's not me. Quit identifying with it. Learn to live this way and you will walk like I walked and how Paul walked. When the serpent came out of the heat, he shook it off. Suffered no ill effects. People thought, he's a god. Well, he's made in his image and likeness. Never identify with anything that the devil brings to mind. Say, "I can't be bothered with that today. I have too much to do today to be bothered with that." Just don't be bothered with it. Get up and start moving and do what you got to do. Quit hiding out. I just have to put up with this. No. Go, this is what you say, go away. That's not me. I'm well. That's not me. That's not me. Get out of here. Go away. I cast my care on you, Father, today, and go merrily on your way unmoved. It does not mean when something comes that you have it. It's an opportunity to receive it. It's Satan's plan. Paul said, Acts 20:24, "None of these things move me." No, that's what he said. The lies of Satan do not identify with you. They are totally independent of you. When you identify with me and what my word has to say about you, discipline yourself to live this way every day. You never again have to have a bad day. Attitude does determine altitude. You'll be able to shake it off the lies of the enemy like water off a duck's back. When you identify with me, you will have life and that more abundantly. It's a choice. I have this. You did this by mental dismissal. Just going about your way. I'm not even going to give you the time of day. It's like Smith Wigglesworth. Brother Hagin tells the story of Smith Wigglesworth. Here he's asleep. And this devil wakes him up. He rolls over and looks at, "Oh, it's only you." Rolls over and goes back to sleep. This is not hard for you to do if you will do it regularly. Make it a discipline to do it. This will stop Satan's mind games against you. Flick him off like a flea, out of sight, out of mind. This is how you walk out the carefree life. Cast the care of the devil and give the devil and his distractions a never mind. Satan is a liar and can't tell the truth. You walk in the truth. The truth is that you are complete in me. You must act like it, though. Quit accommodating. He's trying to steal your identity. You know, identity fraud is a big thing in our culture. This will keep you from being in Satan's cloud of deception. Choose to walk out of it and walk in the kingdom. This is the ascension that you're hearing people talk about. It is time to rise above all the negativity. Negativity brings you down. Casting it off causes you to rise. Rise above it and get on heaven's timeline. This is the ascension. There are going to be people that are not going to partake of the kingdom because they will not rise. The choice is up to you, but they won't keep you down. Satan has a timeline all planned out for you. What master will you choose? I have a timeline all planned out for you. What master will you choose? Whatever master you identify with is the timeline that you will be on. One day you're nobody knows the trouble I've seen, and the next day you're something else. Matthew 6, 24 through 34 talks about the master. Either you're in care or you cast care. Separate yourself from negativity as much as you can. Two scriptures. God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So don't let Satan steal your identity. It's not you. What he brings is not you. Has no part in you unless you let it have part in you. Do I need to read any part of that again? Okay. All right. Wait a minute. One more thing. I wanted to read a part in here. This is really an amazing book. The names and functions of the fallen angels and Satan's the secret oath. After this judgment, they shall terrify and make them to tremble because they have shown this to those who dwell on the earth. And behold, the names of those angels, and these are their names, Samjaza, and I'm not going to read all of them because they're really hard. The names of the first, that is, the one who led astray all the sons of God and brought them down to the earth and led them astray through the daughters of men. And the seconds were named, he imparted to the holy sons of God evil counsel and led them astray so that they defiled their bodies with the daughters of men. The third was named, he it is who showed the children of men all the blows of death and led astray Eve and showed the weapons of death to the sons of men, the shield and the coat of mail and the sword for battle, and all the weapons of death to the children of men. And from his hand they proceeded against those who dwell on the earth from that day and forevermore. And the fourth was named. He taught the children of men the bitter and the sweet, and he taught them all the secrets of their wisdom. And he instructed mankind in writing with ink and paper. And thereby, there's the press, and thereby many sinned from eternity to eternity until this day, for men were not created for such a purpose, to give confirmation to their good faith with pen and ink. For men were created exactly like the angels to the intent that they should continue pure and righteous, and death, which destroys everything, could not have taken hold of them, but through this their knowledge they are perishing, and through the power it is consuming me. In other words, it says my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know, it's like the wrong knowledge. And the fifth was named, this is he who showed the children of men all the wicked smitings of spirits and demons and the smitings of the embryo in the womb. I thought about that. That's abortion. That it may pass away, and the smitings of the soul, the bites of the serpent, the smitings which befell before the noontide heat, the son of the serpent named, can't pronounce that. And this is the task, the chief of the oath, which he showed to the holy ones, and when he dwelt high above the glory in its name, requested Michael to show him the hidden name that he might enunciate it in the oath, so that those might quake before the name and oath who revealed all that was in secret to the children of men. And this is the power of this oath, for it is powerful and strong. And he placed that oath in the hand of Michael, and these are the secrets of this oath. And they are strong through his oath, and the heaven was suspended before the world was created and forever. And though it, the earth, was founded upon the water, and from the secret recesses of the mountains comes beautiful waters from the creation of the world and unto eternity. And through that oath the sea was created. And as its foundation he set for it the sand against the time of it, of anger. and to dare and it dare pass beyond it from the creation of the world into eternity, and through the oath are the paths made fast and abide and stir from their place from eternity to eternity, and through their oath the Son of Man complete their course and deviate not from the ordinance from eternity to eternity. And through that oath, the stars complete their course, and he calls them by their names, and they answer him from eternity to eternity. In all like manner, the spirits of the water and of the wind and of the zephyrs, and their paths from all the quarters of the winds, and they are preserved, the voices of the thunder and the light of the lightnings, and they are preserved, the chambers of the hail and the chambers of the hoarfrost and the chambers of the mist, the chambers of the rain and of the dew. All these believe and give thanks before the Lord as spirits, glorify him with all their power, and their food is in every act of thanksgiving. They thank and glorify and extol the name of the Lord of spirits forever and ever, and this oath is mighty over them, and through it they are preserved, and their paths are preserved, and their course is not destroyed. The reason I read that was because God has set a course, and it's not changed. I don't care what we hear. I don't care if we hear they just have a modular, they've just taken and put on Mars. I'm ready for the truth to come out. It's not true. All the crap that they're saying is not true. There's no aliens coming to invade us. It's not true. All this narrative does nothing but steal our identities. Make us go down a path that we don't want to go. He set it in place, and I don't care. I don't care how many PhDs you got after your name or whatever you say. It's not true. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, it is not true. And I'm hearing it come out of everywhere I turn. It seems like I'm hearing this stuff come out. I'm saying, it isn't so. And these are people that are Christians. You know where they've learned it from? Much learning, but Paul said, it makes you mad, you know? Research from people that have written things, and they believe it and take it. You know what? God has told us who we are, and nothing's changed. The earth is the way it was made, and it's still the same way, and we are to dominate it. We're not to let Satan take our identity. We need to take it. Right.